Welcome to the Harshman Travel Radio Show segment on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Pamela and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingle. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Harshman Travel Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Pam and Ron's success as entrepreneurs has allowed them to pursue their passion in the travel industry. Listen to Harshman Travel Radio Show and learn about Pam and Ron as they discover the joy that comes from being part of the travel industry. You might have a chance of working with them in their business ventures and your travel plan. So listen in and enjoy the journey. Now on to our Building Fortunes Radio Show with Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingle. Let's get started, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Friday night. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern. For those people that might be in the United States, it's a hot one. I mean, it's hot in lots of places. So there might be a lot of people that are looking to get on the water, like a cruise. And you could certainly do that with Harshman Travel. So we do a radio show with Pam and Ron Harshman every Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And they have a great website. It's called harshmantravel.com. If you want to hear these radio shows again, if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Harshman or Harshman Travel, you'll be able to hear these previous radio shows as well. But one of the reasons why we did this is when I built Building Fortunes Radio, I wanted to make sure our customers had great access to great people doing wonderful things. And Pam was building home-based businesses at the time, and I asked Pam if she would be a guest host. And she politely let me down, just like Pam can. She said, you know, Peter, that would be really nice, but... And I said, uh-oh. She said, we're not going to be doing the traditional MLM kind of companies anymore. We're going to be coming travel agents. And that kind of put me back for a second. And I said, wait a minute. I know you're going to bring your head with you wherever you go. So you're still going to be good and smart, you know, hardworking and follow up and follow through and all those types of things that people are looking for. And I know you're going to do the same thing as a travel agent. So why don't we do some radio shows about travel? Because a lot of people in home-based businesses, they travel a lot for different things. And on their wish list, there's always like, you know, things like I want to travel. And for those people that are, you know, here and they're thinking about stuff, it gets cold in the winter and it gets hot in the summer, and they might want to be on a big boat, like somewhere out in the middle of the ocean or going somewhere else, so they love cruises. So I'd love you to be able to do that stuff, and we've been doing these radio shows ever since. It's one of our longest-running radio shows, and even if we can't do it live because of technical issues or thunderstorms or holidays, we do a replay. So you'll always be able to find us at this time, but if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Harshman or Harshman Travel, you'll be able to hear these previous ones. But the most important thing is go to harshmantravel.com for all of your travel needs. So having said that, I wanted you to be able to share the same level of enthusiasm for their backgrounds and who they are as I know. So we do the first half of the radio show where we talk about their background. Second half of the radio show after the commercial, Ron usually comes back on and he tells us all the great news that's happening in the travel industry. And since we've been doing this for a really long time, we've been through a lot. And like we talk about stuff and we try not to talk about elections, much to Pam's liking. We try to skip those. But for those people that are listening in, you know, Ron and I were talking about stuff related to COVID, and certainly Pam too, during those second half sections, where it almost was like there was a conspiracy, if you will, for the government to shut down the cruise industry. They certainly wouldn't let you go anywhere, and they were talking about masks and vaccines, and it was pretty dismal. 2020 and 2021, even into 2022, was pretty tough, but we had made some predictions that as soon as they lighten this thing up, the cruise industry is going to, you know, kind of expand. And quite honestly, I got to share with you this, it's growing bigger than I thought it could as quickly as it is. So it's kind of interesting to hear Ron's second half segment, but let's get started with the first half. So Pam, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having us again. It's always a pleasure on Friday nights. And I do have to say that it was my job to curb you guys and keep my thumb on your head when you were got into the political
stuff. We have been censored. I'm protesting. We have been censored.
But anyway, a little bit about my background is I started my working years as a 911 dispatcher up in the Pacific Northwest, did that for several years, and then a little mature, worked myself up into court administration. Absolutely loved my job. However, I met my husband, and I traveled all the way across the country, kitty corner, down to Florida, to be with him. And once down here, however, I did not want to start down at the bottom of the ladder or anywhere in between. So I was kind of looking for something that I could do that would let me work independently, and pretty much was hoping for something I could do from home. I ended up getting my realtor's license followed by my broker's license and sold real estate in South Florida for several years. And then just kind of slow but sure felt that it wasn't my niche. And so I went and got my life and health insurance license and sold Medicare supplements to the senior population. I absolutely loved it. I loved going and visiting with the seniors. And, you know, I got a lot of satisfaction out of it because as we get older, decisions that we make about our health care is probably one of the most important decisions after 65 that anybody's going to make. So just the fact that I could go and be there for them to ask questions and kind of point to the ins and outs of the whole system so that they can make the decision that in many cases they are stuck with the rest of their life. So it was always a fun job, not knowing what I was walking into, whether it was a whole group of people or a bunch of ladies having a tea party or whatever. It was fun in the long run, all the way through it. However, at the same time, I was getting these carrots dangling in front of me on my Facebook news feed about MLMs and home-based businesses. And I decided to check a few out, and as you said earlier, I was a customer of yours, and I have to admit I had some winners, but I had a couple losers in there as well. But I learned so much. One of the things was being able to even put my website together for our business. But anyway, I was out on my travels one day, and a girlfriend called me. And out of the clear blue asked if Ron and I had ever thought about becoming travel agents. And it just absolutely floored me because it hadn't been a week prior to that that Ron and I had been talking about traveling because we were baby boomers, empty nesters, and had some disposable income. And basically our schedule was our own, so it was the perfect time to go and travel. And our health was good. So, you know, we kind of sat down and we were, you know, going over bucket lists and comparing places that we wanted to go and prioritizing and, you know, all that fun stuff. So when she said that to me, I could not wait to go home and talk to Ron about it because we had never thought about that. And once I was home and we were talking, we did some research on the web and weighed the pros and cons and ultimately decided to jump forward, and we got all of the training and stuff that we could get our hands on and the proper licensures. And in the long run, we have probably done a whole lot more traveling than we would have done otherwise, as well as helped a lot of other people, you know, make their dreams come true by finding them good deals and stretching their travel dollars. So it's been a win-win all the way around for us.
Excellent. Okay, good. And Ron, over to you.
All righty. Thanks, Peter. Good to be here with you again. My background is very different from Pam's. I spent many, many years as a licensed clinical psychologist, very heavily involved, obviously, in my own clinical work, my own clinical practice, but also chose to become involved in the behind-the-scenes self-regulatory aspect of the profession. And it's a part of the profession, whether it's law, medicine, dentistry, accounting, whatever, that few professionals really ever know about. Most professionals get their training, pay their membership dues to their professional association, and go about their professional practice. But there's so much that goes on behind the scenes In terms of the self-regulatory aspect, ethics committees, boards of directors, decisions, government relations, et cetera, et cetera. And when I first started out in my career, a very good friend of mine, a mentor, suggested that I should get involved at that time initially with the Provincial Association of Psychologists. She felt that I had a lot to contribute and could give back. And I did that and then moved on and also got involved in the National Association, the Canadian Psychological Association. Was fortunate to be elected as chair of the applied division of that association, sat on the ethics board, board of directors, professional affairs committees, et cetera, represented the Canadian Association with the sister association here in the States, and as I say, learned and dealt with a lot of stuff that most professionals are totally unaware of. In any event, in terms of my own clinical training and background, I was very fortunate in both my undergraduate and graduate years to have a number of professors who really stressed the point that if we were even thinking about going into private practice at any time, it would be very important to first get as broad a base as we could in clinical practice, working with different clinical populations, because they made the very valid point that when you go into private practice, you really don't have a whole lot of control over who calls you to make an appointment, what their life situation is, what they're struggling with, what they need help with. And if you are totally unfamiliar with any of the life stresses that they are facing, you can really end up doing a lot more damage than good. And I took that advice very much to heart, and before going into private practice, made a point of working for pretty much every one of the social service delivery systems. So I really made sure that I was getting clinical experience working with pretty much every one of the clinical populations that one would ever come across in private practice. Spent a lot of times in corrections, in the addictions field, in outpatient psychotherapy, in inpatient psychiatric care, etc. When I did finally go into private practice, I ended up fairly quickly starting to specialize, working with young couples, young families, doing a lot of premarital therapy, a lot of marriage counseling, a lot of sexual counseling. And as a result of working with that population, pretty much found myself involved in many, many court situations where the people that I was seeing were going through divorces and fighting over custody, etc. And I found myself being called as an expert witness in the whole child custody arena. At the time that I got involved, there was pretty much a pre-dawn conclusion in the court systems that if you had a young couple going through divorce and there were young kids involved, almost always the courts would grant custody to mommy, visitation to daddy. And although that worked out fine in many situations, we started to see more and more cases where not only did it not work out fine, but we ended up with pretty negative, pretty destructive outcomes. And as a result of that, the court system started to change and made decisions that going forward, any decisions about child custody and access had to be based on the psychological best interest of the children involved. And at the time that I got involved, there was nothing standardized in terms of how to do that. And again, I was very fortunate to be at the right place at the right time, got involved with a number of other practitioners, both clinical social workers and clinical psychologists, and really worked at putting together a standard of practice that would allow a practitioner to do a full-blown custody investigation, determine what would be in the best interest of the psychological welfare of the kids involved, and then also be able to go into court and present that information as an expert witness. So it was very trying work. It was very heavy work, but I felt very good in being able to make those kinds of contributions. In any event, after Pam and I got together, we'd been together for a relatively short period of time, when we decided to semi-retire, we moved from southeast Florida over to southwest Florida, started raising alpacas. As Pam indicated, she got involved in home-based business multi-level marketing, and although I wasn't involved in that, I was certainly very supportive of her doing it. But when she came home and said she really wanted us to talk about the possibility of becoming professional travel consultants, it was something that really grabbed both of us and just seemed to be the right thing at the right time. We did the necessary investigation and really made the decision if we were going to do it, we would do it the right way, got all the proper training and all the proper licensures, the required licensures, and as a result, it worked out very, very well for us. We've ended up doing a lot more travel than we ever would have been able to had we not been professional travel consultants. And we've also helped an awful lot of people make the most out of their travel time and money. So it's worked out very well during the COVID years. Unfortunately, we saw almost the demise, as you indicated in the intro. From my perspective anyway, my own biased opinion was that we really saw an out-and-out attempt on the part particularly of the U.S. government to cripple the travel industry generally and specifically the cruise industry. And during those few years that was going on, I'm pleased and relieved to be able to say that you and I, Peter, were talking optimistically about what we were seeing and hopefully what we were evaluating and our prognostication that things would turn out okay and that the cruise industry would come back bigger and stronger than ever before. And it's good to be able to report that we were right on the money, and that definitely is what's going on.
Excellent. Okay, good. We're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Harshman Travel Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingle. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device connected to the Internet by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Listen in often and get to know Pam and Ron. Go to the buildingfortunesradio.com website to listen in to the show. No matter where you're at in life, you can benefit by listening to and by working with Pam and Ron. Let them book your next cruise, vacation getaway, or group event. Listen to Harshman Travel Radio and witness their ability to pursue their dreams in the field they love. Thanks for listening. And now, back to the Harshman Travel Radio Show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Ron Harshman. Ron's going to cover the good news in the travel industry. Go ahead, Ron.
All righty, Peter. A lot of interesting announcements coming out this week, the majority of them from Carnival Corporation, but a few others, and it's nice to see, again, as I mentioned before the break, just the way in which the cruise industry is very definitely coming back bigger and stronger than ever before. MSC is one of the cruise lines that we've talked about before. It's kind of the fourth largest and most popular in North America right now. It's a European brand, but they have made a very strong commitment to be a major player, and they have opened a luxury brand subsidiary, and their ship, the Explorer One, is ready to launch a new luxury lifestyle brand, and this is a ship that is about 63,900 tons, capacity for just over 900 guests, and they are really forming the ship and all of its programming as a mega yacht, and they are even going so far as to saying there will not be any crew on the ship, because all the normally called crew members are going to be called hosts. And the hosts are coming from primarily other cruise lines, but in addition, they are hiring a number of people that are new to cruising, and they are going to be doing six-star luxury type things. They are going to be hiring people from the Maldives, Dubai, Abu Dhabi. They will be primarily over in Europe, but they are going to be starting really in August, is the plan at this point in time. And they've really gone overboard to have some key partnerships. I found this interesting. They've formed agreements or gotten agreement contracts with Steinway to provide pianos on the ship. Rolex will have a branded store on the ship. And as I say, they are starting up in August, and they are expecting to really hit the top end market, and we certainly wish them well. MSC has really made a point, as I said, of trying to become a major player, and for the most part, everything that they have done so far has worked out positively for them, and that's very, very good to see. A number of other things coming up. As I said, Carnival had a number of interesting announcements. One of them that I found very sort of out of the blue is they are expanding their facial recognition capability on demarcation. And the reason that they're doing this, they are getting into partnership with the Customs and Port Authority, and they will be doing this in their home ports. They have 9 home ports in the U.S., Miami, Port Canaveral, Tampa, Jacksonville, New York, Baltimore, Mobile, Galveston, and Long Beach. And basically, guests who are debarking or disembarking from Carnival ships at these ports will be able to go to a kiosk where there are cameras there. The camera will take your picture. It will, within seconds, verify that you are who you are based on the stored passport or visa pictures, and you will be able to just walk out of the terminal. So they're looking to really speed up the process, and they feel that that will be a welcome change for their customers. And I found it interesting that they had to make the announcement that those people who don't want to participate in facial recognition don't have to. They can go through disembarkation and just show their passport or their visa to a live port authority person. So that was interesting. Another thing that they have done, Carnival Corp., has contracted with Splunk, and Splunk is a corporation that is into, what's the right way just to talk about it, it's IT security, and it basically makes sure that all of their internet setups are safe and hack-free and that kind of thing, and they really are going overboard to make sure that any time a passenger uses any internet access on a Carnival ship, they can be relatively secure that all of the equipment is hack-proof. They are able to, you know, put in whatever information they want, and it's not going to be stolen. So that was interesting. Another announcement that they made, it's interesting to look at the number of people who equate cruising with eating. You know, you go on a cruise ship, all you do is eat, 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 eat. It's 24/7 food, etc. Well, a couple of interesting announcements again by Carnival Corp this week that they are expanding their dining options with new menus of late night snacks. And these late night snacks are going to include a selection of salads, coleslaw, chips, salsa, chicken noodle soup, Italian meatball sandwiches, ham and cheese rolls, two choices of Chicago-style pizza, grilled onions, hot dogs, honey mustard sauce, fried chicken tenders, and they are calling this program Good Eats, Late Night Snack. And the prices are going to range from $3 to $8, and a 24-hour menu will include choice of sandwiches, salads, snacks, and sweets. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Another thing that they were doing is they have, again, Carnival Corp has rolled out new menus for all of their dining rooms. And again, they are really feeding into the equation between cruising and eating. And they have worked with their chefs. Some of the new meals that will be included, Hawaiian shrimp poke, roasted duck rolls, pappardelle with braised lamb, grilled swordfish, Cornish game hen, different salad entrees, and a wide variety of desserts. And they will also have crab and shrimp cake, coffee glazed roast duck, and barbecue salmon. So if you want to really put on some pounds and enjoy the scenery, Carnival is going to be your choice. Another interesting thing, the Chinese market, we have said we see some major expansion over there, and the Adora Cruises new build for the Chinese market has embarked on a set of sea trails, set to take 9 days, and they will be going through the paces with this new ship that will be going in China. And Adora Cruises, again, joint venture between China State Shipbuilding Corp and, guess what, Carnival Corporation. So, again, Carnival is doing everything they can to maintain number one as the largest. They've got 9 different cruise lines under their umbrella, and they have everything from you know, budget price to top price, and different things for different folks. So they are certainly doing everything they can to stay you know, at the head of the marketplace, and doing very, very well. They announced that they have a new ship that will be coming out in August. It will accommodate 5,400 passengers, and their inaugural voyage will go from Galveston at the end of December, and they will then have regular week-long sailings from that port year-round. They will be going to Cozumel, Costa Maya in Mexico, and Roatan Island in the Honduras. Other cruise line that was in the market this week, one of the other ones, again, Holland America, which is not a stranger to us. They are leading Alaska Cruising, and they just announced that in the 2025 season, which is now open for booking, they will be offering the most Glacier Bay permits in the cruise industry, and they will have close to 180 shore excursions available for people going to Alaska. and they have been for a long time the premier cruise line in Alaska. That's who we will be going with this summer of 2024 for a land and sea 12-day adventure. And they will be, as I say, already opening for 2025. And they will have all of these different shore excursions available. We're waiting for the final list to come out of the excursions that will be available for our cruise adventure. And we are very much looking forward to that. They also came out, and I realize I'll run a little bit over, but that's okay.
You're okay. You can take as much time as you can take as much time as you want.
Okay. They announced also, and this is something that Holland America does find itself looking for specialty type of offerings, and in 2024 they will have a solar eclipse program. They will have two ships, and they will be specifically on course to be able to observe the solar eclipse that will be that is planned to be viewed April 8th of 2024, and they are going to have a number of experts on their two ships that are participating in this program. The one ship is going to have a 22-day solar eclipse cruise that leaves San Diego on April 5th, and the other ship will stop at Puerto Vallarta in Mexico before cruising over to Hawaii. And again, it will be a 14-day solar eclipse cruise from San Diego. So they are gearing up for that, and as I say, they are already open for their 25 season to Alaska, and 2024, 2025, we will see the exact unfolding that Peter and I selfishly predicted. Over the last few years. Again, Oceania Cruises, which is a subsidiary of Holland America, has a lineup of experiences across the Mediterranean for 2024, and they will be going to Rome, Barcelona, Lisbon, Athens, and London. So again, we are seeing more and more expansion of itineraries, and some of the highlights for 2024 of Oceania, they will have a 59-day Seafarer's Inspiration voyage sailing from Miami to Rome, which is going to be very, very interesting. A 14-day Classical Mediterranean, and a number of other ones as well. Peter, you sent me an announcement that, again, came out from our least favorite government agency, CDC, and their announcement was an increase in things coming up, illnesses on board ships. And again, this was not COVID, this is norovirus, which, according to them, inflicts between 19 and 21 million people each year on average here in the U.S., and none of that, well, percentage-wise, is on board cruises. And I found it very interesting that the spokesman of the Cruise Lines International Association, which is the international association of all the cruise lines, he just said it very, very smartly. Because cruise ships report illnesses to the CDC, there is more visibility and faster reporting to health authorities which should not be confused to mean any higher incidence rate on board. So again, CDC is trying to say that cruise lines and cruise ships are the ideal place to get sick. Well, that's nice. Anyhow, in spite of the U.S. CDC, we are very, very happy to see the cruise industry flourishing. And as you indicated before at the beginning, Peter, we're definitely at a better rate than I think either you or I anticipated during the COVID years.
It's been pretty amazing. Like, as I listen to you talk about the industry, the number of boats, the number of cabins that are sold, the types of cruises, the diversity, it's amazing. I mean, it's really, really, really amazing. And one last thing about your conversation about eating. I didn't realize that I liked to eat as much as I did when I was on a cruise. Like, I'm not a big eater, you know, like it's a big deal. And then I couldn't, like, when I was on a cruise, it's just like, oh, my God, when are we eating next? It's like one, I would have been fine. We didn't even have to leave. The food was so good. So
yeah.
having said that.
And open. You can wherever you want. Go to the pool, there's a food place. Go to the movie theater, there's food. Go to the dining rooms, obviously, there's food. And all different kinds, and basically pretty much around the clock. This expansion by Carnival to go with their late night menu, simply an expansion. There's always the pizzas and stuff like that that you could find, in the wee small hours of the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Cruising is, I think, the best form of any kind of vacation. I think it's like one of the best, without a doubt. You can pick your excursions, of course. But for those people listening in, make sure you go harshmantravel.com. harshmantravel.com. And Ron, I'll let you wrap it up.
Alrighty, sir. Well, as I said, we're seeing some real big expansions, tremendous itineraries, brand new ships. Go to our website, harshmantravel.com. Take a look at some of the group offerings that we have been putting together. And also, if you have any of your own ideas or even questions about what you may want to do, give us a call. As I've said many, many times on our radio show, Pam and I made a very firm commitment that we are not going to follow the lead of a number of other travel agencies. We do not charge people for research. We will look things up, find different alternatives for you, and help you make your cruise vacation dreams come true. So give us a call.
Perfect. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks for being here.
All righty. Take care. Have a good week, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Harshman Travel Radio Show segment on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Meagle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear previous radio shows with Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Meagle. Pam and Ron's success as entrepreneurs has allowed them to pursue their passion in the travel industry. Listen to Harshman Travel Radio Show and learn about Pam and Ron as they discover the joy that comes from being part of the travel industry. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Meagle and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.